Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Glory to God. We welcome you tonight to the Get 'Em Radio program. Hallelujah to the Get 'Em Radio Thursday night edition. God in the midst, the Thursday night edition. My name is Helen Price, Pastor Helen Price. I'm your hosting for Apostle Barbara Kizzy, who's out tonight and is out and about tonight in travel. And traveling in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank God for her, and we thank God for tonight and for us being able to gather around God and his word tonight. Glory to God. Father God, this day, Lord God, we worship you and thank you for who you are in our lives. And anything that we endeavor to do or to go or to do, Lord God, you told us to, in your word, to trust in you with all of our hearts, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge you, and you would direct our paths. It's so wonderful that we're not in things alone. And precious Holy Spirit, you are the one who is the one who not only gives us every earthly blessing and favor, but you give us the special ability for what we need to do. So we come tonight and we gather, Lord Jesus, around your name. For you said in the word that if just two or three would gather together in your name, there you would be in the midst. And truly, that's what this program is, God in the midst. So we invite you. We gather in your name, Lord Jesus. We shall have your way tonight. Do what you do best. Minister to our hearts and to our minds. Lead and guide us in the way that we should go. And we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we say tonight, Lord God, we love you, we thank you, and we honor you, and we worship you tonight. Glory to God. Hodabasia, Isanda, hallelujah. We give you glory, Daddy. We give you honor, and we give you praise. And so as we begin in the program tonight, for the last few weeks here on Get 'Em Thursday Night Edition, Apostle Barbara Kizzy has been having and as a host, and she has been having a boot camp, evangelism boot camp training. She is not only the host of the program, but Apostle is the engineer. Well, I want to thank God tonight for my daughter, Joy Price, who is our engineer for tonight. So we thank God for you, and thank God for you being the engineer tonight. Keep me abreast of what's going on and who's on or who's not on. And I'll check my text once in a while to see who's on and who's not on. Glory to God. I give God the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. And I thank him for who he is in our lives. I can see that I have a few lines that are on. Minister Rachel, Sister Treva, Pastor Catherine. Thank God for you all being here tonight, and keep us in your prayers. You know, the old people used to say, pray my strength in the Lord. But we pray for God to lead us, guide us, and direct us in this service tonight. Glory to God. And again, we want to thank God for Joy being our engineer. Thank you, Joy. Thank you for keeping me abreast. Again, we want to thank God tonight because Apostle Barbara Kizzy started in the evangelism training. And it's a four-week training that she's it's really 5 weeks. 8-3, August the 3rd, she began to introduce to us four things that God wants us to know, part one. On the second week, which was last week, on August the 10th, she began to tell us part two of four things that God wants us to know. And then tonight, she wants us to give testimony from the harvest field of things that God has had you want. God has led you to Jesus Christ this week, and maybe it might not be somebody that you might have led to Jesus this week, but you might have been one that planted in their lives or watered or what way did God use you in any way for an evangelism? I want you to think about that, because we're getting ready to open the lines up for you to come and be able to give your testimony of how God used you in any capacity. I want to give a scripture a little bit about this tonight so that you can know evangelism is not just when we lead somebody to Christ, because that's when the concept of what Apostle was saying, catch the baby and cut the cord. There are some times that we didn't plant in people's life, we didn't water, but we caught the baby and God gave the increase. So I want you to get in your spirits as you come tonight. And first of all, in Proverbs 11 and verse 30, the word of God said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. When we win souls for Jesus Christ, he says we're wise. When we love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and all of our strength, we're going to want to do things that please him. He said, if you live in me and my words are live in you, or you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will bear much fruit. Because when we live and move and have our being in Christ, what's important to him becomes important to us. We've got our eyes asking God to show us what to do. Let us know, our ears open to hear what God would have to do. Now, then it says, in 1 Corinthians 3, it says, starting at verse 3, for you, there was in the Corinthians, he called them carnal or fleshly because there was envy and strife, divisions among them. And he said, are you not yet carnal or fleshly and walk as men? Because this is what they were doing. One said, I'm of Paul. And another said, I'm of Apollos. And he said, are you not carnal or fleshly? He said, who then is Paul? Who is apostle? Apollos, but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. Then he says in verse 6 of 1 Corinthians 3, 6, Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. That particular scripture, saints of God, really set me free. Because God says, he's called us at times to plant the word in people's lives. There are other times that he's called us to water the word in people's lives. And then there will be a time that we didn't even plant a water in somebody's life, and God will give the increase. Sometimes he'll use us to plant, to water, and then yet give the increase through us. But sometimes we'll just find out we're there to plant. Sometimes we're there to water. And then sometimes we're there to pick ones off the vine, to catch the babies and cut the cord. Glory to God. So verse 7 says, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. That's why God can only get the glory. We don't save people. God does the saving. But we're the ones who plant in people's lives. We water, and God gives the increase. It says, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we're laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. Do you know that word laborer means that we're co-laborers with Christ? We become co-laborers with him. But I want to look at that verse 8 before I talk about the co-laborer. In verse 8, it says, Apollos and I are working as a team. So we're to work with people as a team with the same aim, though each of us will be rewarded for his own hard work. And then I love verse 9. We are God's co-workers, his co-laborers. We're co-laborers with Christ. You're God's garden, not ours. You're God's building, not ours. So what ends up happening is that we become co-laborers with Christ. That's one of the ultimate goals that God raises us up as disciples, so that other disciples might be made. We become co-laborers with him. I love that. When as children are growing, we begin to teach them, and that's what God does. He teaches us, precious saints of God, to walk in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit. He teaches us to hear his voice, to hear the voice of the precious Holy Spirit. He leads us to do that, and that is so that we can become co-laborers with him in his harvest. He wants us to become a co-laborer with him. I can remember when Joy was willing, and he does. That's why he said he won't have anybody or anything before us. I learned about being a co-laborer with Christ when Joy was just a little girl. And I was ministering
out of two cities, out of Los Angeles and out of St. Louis. St. Louis, they were having, she was in two schools that had almost identical programs. And so they both were letting Joy graduate. But every year around that time, I'm scheduled to go to New York at that time to minister in New York and in New Jersey. And so, but I was thinking about Joy. Joy is going to graduate, not even from kindergarten, but from preschool. She was getting ready to graduate from preschool. And I can remember as I was going, and I tried to her to do as much as I could in New York and New Jersey, and then I was going to get myself out of there and get back for Joy's graduation first, the first graduation in St. Louis, and then to go on to the graduation in Los Angeles. And so I could consider myself like a German because I tried to get out of town. Every door was closing, airplane, train, everything was closing that I couldn't get out. And then I think I had the audacity, if I can remember well, that I had the audacity to pay somebody that I could get their seat on the, or for we could get our seats on the bus. But I know it was wrong. So I got on the bus with Joy, and I went into a deep sleep like Jonah did down in that belly of that boat before they asked him what he had done. I went to sleep. Didn't know that the bus had been in an accident. Everybody was off the bus, and I was the only one on the bus sleep with Joy by me. And somebody came and said, "Don't you know there's been an accident?" And so it ended up that I ended up not being able to make it on time because the bus had an accident and it was delayed and still wasn't able to make it from New York to St. Louis for that graduation. God in his goodness, they went on and put on a mock graduation that everybody dressed again in their red, they had red caps and gowns. And I've got the pictures of that. I made it to the one in Los Angeles. And she was there because she was the only one who knew how to say the Lord's Prayer. So she stood on the stage at that time and said the Lord's Prayer. That was Joy when she was in preschool. And then this is what the Lord said to me. He said, "You will learn the meaning of what it means to be a co-laborer." I would challenge us on this line to go and look up what it means to be a co-laborer with Christ. He said, "Now you're going to know what it means now." He said, "You knew your work was not finished in New York and New Jersey. You knew that it was not finished, but yet you put your child before me and came on to get across to a graduation, a preschool graduation." He said, "As a result of what has happened here," he said, "next year her kindergarten graduation is going to come up." He said, he told me, he said, "They're going to require for her to be there in order for her to march." He said, "Now, what you're going to do is you're going to finish your course right there in New York and in the New Jersey area." And sure enough, that happened. The next year, she was able to go to the graduation preschool, but not preschool, the kindergarten. And she went, but she couldn't march because she had not participated as they required at that school. And she ended up going out to eat with them. We took them out to eat at that time, which was such a great blessing. But he taught me that. One of the things he talked to me about being a co-laborer, I'm saying this for somebody tonight, maybe somebody that might listen to the tape later on as we go on, because I'm getting ready to open up in just a few moments for you all. One of the things that he ministered to my heart, he showed me what co-laborship is like. When our children are young, we teach them how to clean, how to cook. We teach them what to do, how and what not to do. And most of the time, we do the majority of the work as parents, especially when we have little children, and we're cooking for them, we're cleaning, we're doing the toilets, we're cleaning and doing the things that you know, we know to do. And then we also teach them how to be about taking a bath or doing their hair or doing the things that they would do. But then there comes a time when you'll find out that the children will begin to do. They'll begin to vacuum on their own. They'll begin to go in and make food on their own. They'll begin to go in there when they see the dishes beginning to pile up. They'll go in there, either wash them or put them in the dishwasher. And they'll do it right. They just won't put them in the dishwasher any kind of way. They'll make sure the food and stuff is off of them. They will begin to go in and wash towels or to wash clothes without being asked. That's when you know that your child then is a co-laborer with you. Well, you don't have to ask them to do what you ask them to do. And then you might be one, as some people have, begin to be caretakers. And when they become a caretaker, the things that they learned when they were younger, they bring that into that time in order to give that parent good care. So when we begin to be co-laborers with Christ, we begin to see, Lord, what's important to you? What can I render to you for all of your benefits unto me, Lord? How can I show in my own way? What can I do? As I have begun, he will begin, as soon as we get in the Lord, he begins to teach us through his word, his voice. And we begin to learn to be led by the Spirit. The word of God says, they that are led by the Spirit are the children of God. And I thought that was the ultimate thing, was to be led by the Spirit of God. I thought that was the ultimate. But the ultimate is when you begin to be a co-laborer with Christ. When what's important to God becomes very, very important to you. When it begins to be to the place that you said, Lord, what's important? Because, see, we as human beings, and God gives us richly all things to enjoy. He daily loads us with benefits. He's the God of our salvation. He's a good God. But what's important to him, sometimes what we want, maybe material things, you know, women like diamonds, some of them, men too, nice clothes, a nice house, a nice car. But what's important to God is winning souls. That word even talks about that there's going to be a soul winner's crown for those who won souls under Jesus Christ. And so we find out as a co-laborer, God said, this is what's important to me. It's important with me, with souls. So what happens, though? What happens, though, when we get to the time that, like where we are right now, where there are many people, especially when the pandemic hit, many people weren't going outside at all. And even now, even though the pandemic is over, there very rarely, many times, that I even go out at all, because the girls will go to the store or they'll go to do something else. So what do we do as soul winners? How can we even fulfill to be a co-laborer with Christ when sometimes there may not be the mobility that we had? We may be caretaking for somebody and not going in with long times of being out and about. So what do we do? So God asked me to ask the question. He said, how can we evangelize at all times? And how can we do it? He asked the question, do you watch TV? Do you have any neighbors? Do you work on a job and have coworkers, a boss? Do you have family and friends? He said, then you can still evangelize through prayer. When I watch different television programs, I get on House Hunters. I keep me a pen, ink pen and a piece of paper by me. I get the names of the people that are there. The people that are there, this is my testimony, as I lead to yours, for you to tell us how God has used you in evangelism this week. Or any week. So what God has me to do, because I don't go out a lot, is to get my ink pen and my paper. And when I watch Households International or Households in America, I get the names of the people. Then I get the name of the realtor. I get the name of the city of where they are. I begin to pray for the city that they're either moving to. And I write them down. And then I begin to intercede for them. I bind every work of the devil and his cohorts from off of their lives. I claim them, have them, their deliverance and their full salvation. I heard Pastor Kenneth Hagin tell us how to do that. It's number one, binding every work of the devil and his cohorts from off their minds. Because I remember when Helen Baylor, who was a famous singer, said that her grandmother was, she had a praying grandmother that prayed for her. They gave her enough clarity by binding the work of the devil from off of her for her to come to know Jesus in a real and personal way. So the first thing we would do, even if you can't go out or you don't find yourself going a lot, but if you watch TV, if you even got a neighbor, you can pray for your neighbors. If you're on a job, you can pray for the people on the job and all your coworkers, and pray for the boss and the owner of the company. Do you have family and friends? You can begin to pray daily for the salvation and deliverance of your family and friends. We can do that. So when I watch House Hunters and Household International, I not only pray for the people that are looking for the house and the countries that they come from, and for the realtor, but I pray for the cast and the crew of those programs. The cast and crew of programs need praying for, and I bind every work of the devil and his cause from off of them. I claim their deliverance and their full salvation. And then I'm going to read a scripture when I finish with this, that I ask God to thrust forth and send forth and force out. One translation says to force out laborers into the harvest. Lord, force them out into the harvest that they may come to know Jesus. And then I pray, Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, that you, Lord God, would open the eyes of their understanding. Give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, your word, your purpose, plan, and destiny for their lives. That's what I began to pray. And then one of the things, the fourth thing God asked me to pray over, one, that's the part I can do when I'm not going out, is that I can pray that God would give them, as he did to Paul, great and mighty Damascus Road experience. God appeared to Paul, Saul, on the road to Damascus and shined the light into his heart and mind. And I pray that God would shine the light of his glory and truth into their hearts and minds. And then the other thing is that God said in the word of God that this is that, even now, that in the last days, God said he would pour out of his spirit upon all flesh, not just some flesh. God will, if we will pray and say, Lord, pour out your spirit. They may not even be saved, but pour out your spirit upon them, Lord God. Convict them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Do what you do best, precious Holy Spirit. Lead and guide them into all truth. And the precious Holy Spirit will be poured out upon them. And while you bound the work of the enemy, you have claimed their deliverance. You've asked God to thrust forth and send forth laborers into their pathway. You've asked God, Ephesians 1:17, to open the eyes of their understanding, give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God and of his word. And then you pray, even then, and we pray, that they would have great and mighty Damascus Road experiences. And then we also pray that God would pour out of his spirit upon them that they may come to know the Lord. So in Luke 10, verse 1 and 2, I want to go to that one very quickly. It says, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. God said, pray, ask me, send forth special laborers. That's why I pray when I look at the television, send specially anointed laborers into their pathway. If you know movie stars that stand out to you like Nick Cannon, or you know others that he's got about, I think, 10 or 12 babies, or whatever, you begin to pray for them and pray over them. And then Matthew 9 and verse, this is the last one. Now Matthew 9, verse 37 through 38. In the King James Bible, it says, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. I like this, the way it reads in the Amplified Bible, the classic edition of Matthew 9, 37 and 38. This is what it says. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is indeed plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to force out and thrust laborers into his harvest. God said, pray that God will even force out laborers and thrust out laborers into his harvest. That's what we pray even now. And we thank God for that. Thank God for even now, if there is somebody when you're listening and you say you have a ministry. I think the one thing that has stood out to me was last year, I was so grateful to God that on my birthday, that from the time I got up and walked out, God allowed me to meet. He opened up the door for me to be one who would just bring in the harvest. One man at one place received Christ before I left my mom's building. Then when I got to the other place, another place at the hotel, the venue, another person received Christ. It was just like a God set up. Then I came out and left, and another person received Christ after we left from restaurant. And then as I came in that night, and we're coming in, and it's kind of late that night, and we're coming in, and one of the older gentlemen who might have been, I think he was 80 years old, and his child, his daughter, was trying to get him upstairs. He said, no, I want to hear her. And when the Lord allowed me by his hand, Abraham, and that man, he gave his heart and his life to Jesus Christ. One more that stands out, just one more, and I'm going to open up the lines for you tonight. In fact, you can now begin to press your number one key if you want to share your testimony of what God has done in your life in winning souls unto Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. One more was when we had a flat tire, and both of my daughters were out of town. My phone is going out. The last one I wanted to say was that my daughters were going, I went out of town. This is a few months ago, and they were gone. And I looked out, and the car was on a flat. The van was on a flat. And so I didn't know what to do. I had to ask God, show me what to do, how to do it, Lord God. And then the Lord, I had a shop right next door to where Pep Boys, where we live at, it'll fit cars. But you have to tow the car over there. So AAA came, the tow driver came, and then my next door neighbor, he saw me. He said, look, I want to go with you. He wanted to pay for the tire and pay for the gas in the car. I was so happy to see him and his mate today outside. They were out there kissing. I've been praying for him. Yes, I have. Glory to God. But what ended up happening was that on this particular thing, not only did the tow driver give his heart and life to the Lord, God instrumented that thing, and then my neighbor, he gave his heart and life to the Lord. So God instrumented. God will instrument if we're ready. So I praise God for each one of you that are here today. And if there's a testimony, this is what it's all about tonight. I've gone about a half hour. It's 29 minutes after the hour, and I've shared some things tonight. Tonight is the night where you give testimonies from the harvest field. As I was ministering tonight and over the word and with that about we can plant and water and give the increase, then God downloaded me and reminded me of last year when I was able to lead four people to Christ in one day when I was out. He downloaded me that a few months ago when I came out because of the flat tire, and that's Romans 8:28 in full effect, as Apostle says, in full force. So now, if there is one of you that wants to be able to give your testimony tonight, please let the Lord, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Glory to God. To God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I see ones that are on tonight. Is there, hold on 1 second for me, please. Hold on 1 second for me. If you can hear me, Joyce said that the number one key is not working well tonight. So we're going to ask Pastor Catherine if she will come first and then Minister Rachel. I see that I believe from what I see of what Joy is sending me information, we're in two different rooms, that then after Pastor Catherine and Minister Rachel, then we're going to ask if anyone else would like to also come on tonight in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. So Pastor Catherine, will you come and give your testimony tonight?
Oh, praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank God so much for you, Pastor Helen. And I just really, enjoyed your testimony. And I pray your strength in the Lord, because I know you just had your service on last night, which was so wonderful. And thank you so much for tonight. You know, this is one of my favorite things to talk about, is to be a co-laborer with Christ, as you talked about tonight. But
hallelujah.
But your testimony, one of your testimony was very good, and I really kind of had not thought about that because, you know, I'm here with Mom most of the time, and I'm not able to get out, you know, like I used to. And I get people off the TV. I've gotten people off the TV, but not the way you have gotten them off. But what I would do, I would just see people that would be against the things that of God, you know, such as people that are stands up for abortion rights and all of that. I might get, if they're a leader or something, I might get their name. But that is very good to just to get a, even just a movie star or anybody on TV, that is so good. So thank you so much for that. But I have, and I can't even remember when I started. I guess when God called me to be a prayer warrior, which was years ago, and the first thing I started doing was, I remember the little clips that used to be in the newspaper where they had children that was lost or missing. And they would have the pictures in there. Yeah, I would take those pictures and I would paste them up on the wall, and I would pray for them, pray for their parents, and pray for the children that needed to be saved. So that was one of the things that I did at that time. And then I also, you know, I love the panhandle. But, you know, you kind of have to be careful now. But I loved panhandles when somebody come up to me while when I'm driving, and they ask me for money, I try to keep a couple of dollars in my car so I can be able to give to them. But I want to also give them Christ, you know, lead them to Christ. And there have been times I've been at the stoplight, and they'll say, well, I don't have time to pray because the light will be on. I said, well, let's, you know, however far God let us go, let's do that. And I, most of the time, God, the light doesn't go off until after I finish. So that's one of the same places that God has given me to be a witness. And also, not only the panhandles at the stoplight, but also, you know, when I'm coming out of stores, I'm also glad to be a witness also to them also. And so... I just always ask the Lord to give me a heart of something, some way that I can be to minister and to be a witness as I go out. There are times when God will say, I will ask the Lord, now where would you have me to go today? And then there have been times when God said, well, go to the dollar store. That's not too far for me. Go to the dollar store. And before I get into the dollar store, somebody's getting out of the car. And I'm able to be able to witness to him. So I thank God for that. Also, there are times when I will have I will ask God to once again to just show me. You know, sometimes it's to just to be a witness, as I said, when people get out of their cars or even in the store. Many times God will say, "Now, if someone is in the store and they start a conversation with you, then that means you're going to have to be a witness to them."
Oh, hallelujah.
Or if someone is in the store and I keep running into them, if I keep running into them, God said, okay, that's the person. That's the person for you today. That's for your person. Also, I just love when a time with we were giving our food at church, and this was just not one person, but there were several people. I think about 8 or 10 people at a time in 1 month where we would give our food, and people would come and get the food. And many times it would be a different group. But, I mean, I think the last time that we had done it, it was right before the pandemic. Oh, I was just really enjoying myself. Because there were people like 8 or 10 people at one time would get saved at one time.
Hallelujah.
And that was such a blessing to me. But those are some of the ways that God has given me to be able to lead people to salvation. And I don't try not to worry about whether the people are truthful, because I believe, as you said, some are going to water and some are going to, you know, but God is always going to give the increase. And I believe that God will give the increase to people that you that we lead. Now, everybody that I witness to does not accept Jesus, Lord. Everybody I witness to don't accept. But, you know, I get their name. I make sure I get their name. And when I get their names, I write them down, and I pray over them. I begin to just to continue to pray over them. And I want to kind of piggyback. When I first started, I got mixed up with what I was going to say. But God, and I was reading a book. I was reading a book. I think Minister Elaine had given a book on her program. And one of the things that the lady said, I mean, God had already given that to me, but I didn't realize what I was doing. But she says that you should get a script. You know, have your script written out. What are you going to say? I mean, how are you going to lead people to the Lord? The first thing that I do, I always say, do you need prayer for something? And so if they say they need prayer for something, then that's my start to begin to say, first of all, I want you to pray for me. Sometimes I'll ask people if they know Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Sometimes God don't lead me that way. Sometimes He'll just lead me to just have them to go on and pray the prayer of salvation, right there before I even begin to pray for them. So those are just some of the ways. And I think that the script that God gives us, that we need to also use it in our prayer time. Those people that we're praying for, just use it in your prayer time. Dear Lord Jesus, I mean, you don't have to say what I'm saying because this is mine. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. Thank you for your forgiveness power toward me. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sin. So today I invite you, and I just say, Lord, I thank you. Today they're going to invite you to come into their heart and come into their life. And be their Lord and be their Savior. I pray over those names that I have written down. So that's about it for me today. I thank God for that. Oh, I do have one more. The other one is, and I think Apostle had us do this, and I always call it, you might remember the name that she had, but I always call it the scavenger hunt. But that's not the name of it. But I have gone out and asked God many times. God would say, "Now you look for somebody with red shoes on. If they have red shoes on, begin. That's who you need to pray for. Or if they have a hat on, or they might have a baseball hat on, or they might have children with them. So I think that's it for me." All right.
Hallelujah. And I think that word, Pastor Catherine, is the treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt. That's it. That's it. Treasure hunt.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's
yeah.
It.
That treasure hunt that God sends you. Oh, what? That is so wonderful, Pastor Catherine, because I know you have a heart for God, for His people, and for His program. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's when you can know where we're walking in discipleship, is that we have a heart for God, for His people, and for His program. Thank you so much for sharing, Pastor Catherine.
Okay, you are.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, Minister Rachel, what would you have to share tonight? I really thank God for yours, Pastor Catherine. Now, Minister Rachel, what's on your heart and mind?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Pastor Price. God bless you. God bless Pastor Catherine, everyone on the line. What I'm going to talk about is how God uses me and my family in ways to sow seeds out here in the vineyard of Jersey City, New Jersey. There's times when we ride our bikes or we pray outside and we see someone and say, Jesus love you and Jesus save. Or God would touch my children's heart to be creative and make some things like, we don't have tracts, but we can make little invitation cards about Jesus. And my daughter, she's so sweet. She put them in the plant of my my neighbor's plant. And that's so right. Hallelujah. And I love how God used them to say things to people. And I know people just give us looks, but we sharing God's love, and it's no shame in that. And we have to stay bold for Jesus. And my children, I mean, I was like, God is just super wonderful. I'm just glad that they, you know, have a love. I'm going to keep speaking at that. They have a love for the things of the Lord and a love for sharing the things of God. Even Gabriel's rejoicing. So I'm like, I have him tonight in my room. Yeah, his little bed is in my room, but he's been having fun with Grandma and me and Jesus, his little feet south. I can even minister with my grandson. We was out walking to the park. I had Gabrielle and Amber and Gabriel. We were just walking around the park. And just, you know, God can use us in the most precious, unusual ways. As long as we stay open to him and his will and not be afraid. Now is not the time to be afraid. Hallelujah. We got to stand in boldness because his love is so rich and so wonderful. We got to share it no matter what. Hallelujah. And also, it was a time when my older children were younger, and I was working out in Clifton, New Jersey. So I had to take the Passaic, you know, the bus, the 87 bus to some place to take the Passaic train so I can get to Clifton, New Jersey. I got off at Passaic, and I walked up to Clifton, New Jersey. Yes, God strengthened my legs to get my children. Oh, I would put them both in a stroller, and as we're walking, we would minister. And my son, as he got older, he was able to encourage my friend, and she burst into tears. And she just, I know she felt the love of God. When my son said what he said to her, my oldest son, the one that said to the letters, wow, Jesus is the awesome protector or something like that. Cause we had letters on our fridge. And he said, Mom, what do these letters stand for? And I was saying wonderful, omnipotent, way maker. And I was saying some other words about the Lord, but he said, Mom, wow, Jesus, the protector, the awesome protector or the holy protector. Those are the letters. I have it on Godmom's, apostles, messaging. Each letter means something, like even in our name, hallelujah. Every letter can bless the name of the Lord. Whenever you're feeling down, just think of the letters in your name, how you can bless God. Like in your name, Pastor Helen, like we could say he's holy, everlasting, loving, eternal, nice, in your first name. And then also he's our peacemaker, he's redeemer, hallelujah, he's intelligent, he's Christ, he's everlasting, and that's Helen Christ, hallelujah, to God be the glory. But we're blessing God with each and every letter of our name. So no matter what your name is, you are named for a purpose. And that purpose is to honor God with your life in every letter. I'm adding every letter of your name. Just honor the Lord. And rejoicing as I say this. Because I was thinking, thank you, God. And that keeps us thinking, almost everything's a truth. Most everything's a honest. Most everything's a, just. Most everything's a pure. Most everything's a lovely. Most everything's a good report. God is good report. He's just, he's all of those things and more. And as we keep doing that, we defeat the enemy all the time. And that's why I can just say this song, I got victory. Ain't no devil in hell can stop me. Because you can hear the things of the Lord. And as we continue and press on and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, we will keep on being victorious. So keep on just, even if you got in the grocery store and you're able to tell someone, Jesus loves you, he really does, and Jesus saved, you are important to God. And the Lord loves you. And you are so loved. Sometimes you can say, you're so loved by the Lord God Almighty. You can look at them. Even if they look at you funny, you're telling the truth. We are all so loved by the Lord God Almighty. Even if tears come out of our eyes, we are so loved. And I love each and every one of you. God bless you, Minister Joy. God bless you, Minister Amber. God bless you, Pastor Price. And God bless my God Mom. God bless Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. All of you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Minister Rachel, thank you so much for sharing. I really was taking notes as you were speaking, and I thank God. This is what's so important tonight is because we can hear from how each one does what God has laid upon your heart to do, because, again, you're one that loves God, his people, his program, his purpose, his plan. So thank you, Minister Rachel. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Now we're going to ask Minister Treva, Reverend Treva Kelly. Is there anything you'd like to say tonight, Reverend Treva Kelly?
Hello.
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 God bless you all tonight. I just wanted to share that through the years, God has had me to give money to people like that I see, whether they be I bought meals to them, or I gave them money. And then also, he had me praying for those people. I prayed with them. Some of them I was able to pray with. And then there's a young man from our neighborhood that I added to my church's prayer list today. Right now, my sister has me on a feeding program, a keto diet. And I had some food. And my sister's going to box up the food, and we're going to give it to this young man. He's homeless. His name is Clint. And put Clint and his family on your list, because I don't know how many of them are saved. But God has had me in that way. It hasn't been extensive. I've been believing to do more, you know, and to speak more. And as I've gone through these, because we all can step up. Now, I'm asking God to lead ones to me who will ask, what must I do to be saved? But then there's sometimes when God wants us to speak up. And sometimes I get a little shy, but I'm going to put that shyness aside. And I know you might say shy because that's not my personality. You know me more than 40 years.
Yeah.
And I'm just believing God to open doors more for me to be a more better witness for him when I'm out and about and even in here in my house. And so that's all tonight. But God bless you.
Minister Treva, what's so blessed about you is that I didn't become a prayer warrior until after I met you over 40-some years ago.
Yes.
And I thank God. I think I got some feedback coming in here. But if you can hear me, it's such a great blessing. God used you instrumentally for me to be able to start praying because I didn't know nobody that prayed like you prayed.
And I still pray like that.
Hey, hallelujah. So God bless you. And thank you for the part that God used you in my life, too. Glory to God.
You're welcome. And I thank God for how he's used you in my life.
Glory to God.
You were talking about having compassion and having... I didn't have compassion for people, but I other than praying for them, sometimes I didn't know how to be I won't say it that way. I didn't know how to encourage people, but I've learned through you how to encourage, and so I thank God for that.
Glory to God.
That's a part of being a witness to God, too. Glory to God. So I just thank God for the ministry here, for you. And Minister Joy and Minister Amber, and God bless you all. Pastor Price.
All right, thank you so much for your input. God bless you.
God bless you too. And good night.
Hallelujah. Now Minister Carey is on the line tonight. Minister Carey, would you like to share any ways that God has been using you? I know you have been working with children lately, too, I think. Minister Carey, is there anything you'd like to share tonight?
Okay. I want to say good evening to everyone. Yes, I can share. My heart is out for children. It's been that way for quite some time. When I was a nurse working at St. Louis University Hospital, we had a lot of youths to come into the hospital. And during that time, they would be so withdrawn and wouldn't talk. And sometimes I would go in and I would minister to them there. First, not saying anything, just showing kindness to them and drawing them. And eventually, then they would respond. So my heart has always has been that way for children for a long time. And right now, I do. I have a little small group that I minister to. And I believe the Lord is leading me to just really show them love, draw them to him, and then to encourage them, letting them know who they are and how the Lord's heart is toward them and the purpose that he has for them, and to walk, and even now in their young age, and then add to it more and more. I did more in ministry when I was a nurse because I had patients, people that would come in, and I worked the night shift. And as they would come in, sometimes people get afraid at night. You know, things are going on. They had doctor's reports. They was wondering about what was going to happen when they were going to go to for tests. And the Lord led me during that time to take the CDs of worship songs and at night when they couldn't sleep to go in and just put it at their bedside and let them hear the word of the Lord during that time. And then sometimes I would just go sit at their bed and begin to talk or sometimes even pray for them while I was there because you had more time on the night shift. When I worked in the ICU unit, you had more time then because you was at the bedside more. So, and those are some of the things that the Lord had me doing back then and even now. When I go to the store now, and sometimes I'm there, sometimes the Lord opened up a way for me to even speak to people there. And sometimes it's just giving them a smile. Sometimes it really... You don't have to say words. You just smile, and that opens the door. And once they open the door, then I can begin to just start out with talking and then eventually minister them to them there. Or sometimes they just ask questions. And as they're asking the questions, just sit and listen. And sometimes they just want someone to listen to them.
Yes.
And when they're talking. And so I can... just stand and I can listen to them and then respond. Sometimes I am shy stepping out sometimes. I'm more of a listener. And when I listen, I ask the Lord to open up my understanding, what he wants me to say then. And then I do it then. Sometimes when I go out with friends, even to lunch now, or sometimes just go and just listen to people, you know. So... I enjoy sharing the Lord. I enjoy being with people. I enjoy the presence of the Lord, just sitting there. And that's about it, really. But I love the Lord, just, you know, all of us do. But I just praise him. I thank him for his kindness. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. Yeah. I thank him how, you know, during my time when I was going through chemotherapy, sometimes the nurses would come, and as they would come in and do the infusion, they would give me time to speak to them then. Because during that time, they're kind of nervous when they're giving you nurses get nervous too. So when they feel the peace of God, then they relax and they can start your IVs, they can do things like that. So mostly that's about it. I tell you, the other day I was at, I was amazed how the Lord opened up the door. I was getting a pedicure, and I just went there, and I was sitting there, and I was just kind of meditating on the word, you know, the word. I was just kind of quiet. And even the lady at the while she was giving a pedicure, she sat there quiet, and then she got up and she started took the TV, you know, usually they have other things on the TV, and then she began to put this, real soft music, you know. I don't know what she was playing, but it's amazing how God opened up the door for you sometimes. Sometimes I'm not aware. I think I'm thinking so much or off that sometimes I have to bring myself back and go, okay, this is what he wants you to do now. Get quiet and then move. But I do. I enjoy witnessing to people. I enjoy encouraging people.
Yes.
And that's about it.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful in every way. God will use us. Glory to God. I think many of us, all, I don't know about everybody, but many of us do have that part where there's a shyness when we kind of want to be shy. And then God, but we look to him to be able to and pray, and then he'll give us exactly like he did with you what to do. I really loved all that you shared today. Thank God for your ministry, Carrie, and I thank God for your input tonight. What a great blessing. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Now, I see one more number here, a 917 number, 917 that ends in 7834. Are you able to speak tonight? I don't know who you are, but it's just someone from the New York area. Do you want to share with us tonight the 7834? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Joy, so much. She told me they're not on anymore, so I saw that number on there. So basically, we thank God for tonight. We want to thank God. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Joy. Thank you. Joy has her testimony. Joy, will you come on? Okay, Joy, let the Lord use you, and then send me the other, let me see the other names of who's on tonight in case I miss someone. Joy, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Joy.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. After listening today, I decided to tell my story today of how it doesn't matter how old you are, that when the Lord leads you to lead somebody to Christ or God lays somebody on your heart, make sure you do it. Because I remember the first time that I used to do it was when my mom had tracks and I was in New York City. And it doesn't matter the age, the color, I would just give tracks to where the Lord lead me. Even if they had suits or musicians on the street or cops or firemen, it really doesn't matter. It's just the Lord laid on my heart, and I was very young. So it starts at a young age, and kids know better at a young age. And then I remember that the first time that I led someone to Christ, but I was little, so I couldn't really lead them. But I can take them to someone to lead them. So I had this neighbor. And all her family only speaks Spanish, but she speaks a little English. And we would play every week outside. We would ride our bikes and play scooters and hopscotch and everything. And she had two little sisters. So one day we was out there talking and everything. And then the Lord told me, I think I was at service one day, and they was talking about leading somebody to Christ. So when I was outside, I asked her, I said, do you know Christ? She said, no, I don't. I said, do you want to be saved? She said, yes. So then I took her and her two little sisters, and I took them by my house. But my mom was in the guest room, so she opened her window outside. And I said, Mom, she wants to be led to Christ. And she said, are you sure? Yeah. So then right then, Mommy led the neighbors. This girl and her two sisters. Now, her two sisters didn't hardly speak English, but they did repeat, and she repeated. So that was the first time I led someone to Christ, and I was just so happy about that. And then to tell you that no matter your age, even start young to teach the little kids to help other little kids in their, you know, neighborhood or at school. And make sure you give the kids, like, tracks and tell them that you can help someone. And if you see somebody that's hurting, you can help them. And then also it's good for us as adults also to keep tracks on us. Like if we go to a restaurant, you don't know where somebody's going. If you don't have a tip or anything, just hand them a track or an inspirational or a Bible scripture, because that may just help them and save them. Or even post on social media or send somebody a scripture, because you don't know what they need that day. So that's all I have to say right now, but that's all.
Glory to God. I thank God for you, Joy, and thank God for the way the Lord has used you. I can remember you being maybe 3 and 4, and I'm out there trying to pass it to the people that would look homeless, but you would go to the men with the suits on and the briefcases, and you say, here, take this. Glory to God. It taught me a lesson way back then. I thank God. I believe that those little girls, it wasn't too long after they moved. That was a time-sensitive time. I believe it was, I'm trying to remember their names, Jocenia or whoever they were, but it was a time, because I believe they moved after a while. Didn't they move, Joy?
Yes, they moved.
Yeah, they moved. And so we were in a time-sensitive assignment at that time. And there are many times that we may think we have a lot of time to do certain things. It might be at that moment that God would say, okay, this is what I need you to do right now. And I thank God for you, Joy, mentioning about, are you going to send me who else is on the line, Joy, so I can be able to see who else is on the line. Also, I love what you said about us having tracks. We have entered into a new, I call it a new thing, because I used to go to the Free Bible Tract Society that was outside of Los Angeles near Pasadena, and you could get all these tracks. Well, that place is closed down. It is no longer. Then I used to go out to the Lighthouse in Long Beach, California, and go to get tracks. That place is closed down. But now we live in such a wonderful, awesome time that Amazon has a lot of tracks. Amazon has all kinds of tracks that you can get. But one of the things I love is our daily bread books, our daily bread. You can write them and tell them that you want a quantity of our daily bread. I've said that before, but you can really do that. You can call them and they will send you a box of our daily bread. And then you can be able, I love the our daily bread. I love to read them when I go in the bathroom or when I lay down in the bed at night. I just love to, you know, to read the Our Daily Bread. And so that's one that we can be able to give to ones for them to be able to read. I have the new set that came to me as a 90-day introductory edition. They will give you so many, and then you can just leave them somewhere for somebody or just pass them to. When I was last in St. Louis, and I was able to be able to give, not the daily bread to the man. I gave him another. Oh, yeah, it was a daily bread, but it was a large print edition of the daily bread. I have the smaller ones right now. So we can do it in so many ways. So thank you, Joy, for that. But we can go on Amazon. Again, I'm always challenging people. Go on Amazon and put in their Bible tracks and look at the cornucopia of the kind of tracks, the ones we used to get a long time ago. They have those on there, and then they have the ones that are now. So I thank God for that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, Joy, did you send me another one of the people? Let me see this show up. Let me go back again because I'm not seeing it. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it, Joy. I only see two. I don't see the last one. It must have to load up or something because I'm not seeing it. Let's see. And I think, all right, I got Minister Carey. And then I think I'm trying to see who this three. Okay, I see that. I see that. All right. So I see three numbers that I have not called out. I think the 3731, who is area code after 314, but the last numbers are 3731. Would you like to say anything tonight? And then we have someone that's their area code is 424. If you would like to say something, encourage our hearts in the area of evangelism, how God uses you. And then the last one is 949. So I'm asking the one with the 3731, would you like to say something to? The 23, the area code 424, would you like to say something tonight?
The Lord with me. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
424?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your area code? Hello?
Helen, I think you unmuted me. It's Minister Treva.
No, I'm not. I'll 424.
Yeah.
No, I don't have the ability to do that. Joy, I think 424 is Minister Treva. Okay, what about the 3731? And what about the one that's the 9572? Would you like to say something, Eric O'Neill?
Come to us. We are seeing.
Okay. I don't know what they haven't said anything. So we just thank God. I want to thank God for each one of you tonight. I want to thank God for each one of your input tonight, this testimony from the harvest field. And truly, God, this was really, sometimes people say that we're preaching to the choir. Well, really, we've got ones who really love the Lord was on the line tonight. Those of you who are love God, his people, his program, you love what he loves and his purposes for your lives and others. I thank you so much for sharing. Pastor Catherine, I thank God for your ministry of that when God uses you and how you began by praying for ones that were going through something, those on cartons and different things like that. And then God began to use you as you go in and out of the store and with panhandlers and those, the ones you prayed for on grocery cartons. And given then when you began to give out food, you saw that it was a white harvest there. And then you would get names and pray over them. And then you said, when we get mixed up on what to say, you said, get a script and have it written out. So you gave us that good message to be able to go forth in the harvest field. I praise God. And then I love what you said as an opener to ask people, do you need prayer for something? And that will open up the door. And then you went on those treasure hunts. I love when I would hear you all about when God would show you somebody with red shoes or a blue cap or something like that. Thank you so much, Pastor Catherine, for your input tonight. And then Minister Rachel, I thank God for your love for God, his people, his program, and his purpose, what he loves, and that you would tell people that Jesus and your family, that Jesus loves you and Jesus saves, and then you and your children will make tracks. Hallelujah. And all as you go out riding your bikes and other things, you will share the love of God with the ones that you meet. And then your children will speak to the different people and encourage their heart. You can stay open to God's will and his ways. And we must be bold and not afraid. And that's a good word. Be bold. Lord, help us to be bold. Help us to be bold and not shy. Help us to not be afraid. Glory to God. I've been walking close in the ministry for over 40-some years, and still I have to ask God for the boldness and the courage to speak when he tells me to speak as I go out. So I thank you for you, Minister Rachel, and your children that encourage people's hearts. Glory to God. And I love when you take the name of someone and then be able to use it as to use our names and the letters of our name to honor God. Thank you so much for that. Kelly, I want to thank you for your testimony. I thank God for how you shared about how you brought meals and gave money and would pray for people. And you asked us to add Clint to our prayer list as you did to your church prayer list. Thank you so much. And again, I thank you for the prayer that you taught me many years ago. Pray to be a prayer warrior for God. That was the first call upon my life, was to be an intercessory prayer warrior. And it came through my affiliation with you. And then Minister Terry, I thank God for the sweetness of how God uses you. that you have a heart for youth, for ones who would not talk, or may not want to be able to talk with someone else, but they'll come on and talk to you, and you show them kindness. Thank God for the small group that you have to show them love. I often say before we can be able to chastise children, we got to show them love first before we can chastise them. We got to show them that we really care. And so you show them love, and it draws them to Christ. And then I love the one when you worked at night. I used to work, too, in nursing, and I would work 11 at night to 7 in the morning on the oncology ward. And I know it gets quiet in there, and God will use us in that area to pray. And you would have music playing at night. Glory to God. And then going into the store, you said, just giving a smile. I look forward sometimes, and I don't know if you ever see when I answer you, but I look forward when you just leave a good morning for me on my page. That just makes smile and talking and just listening to people. Sometimes all people want to do is for you to listen to them. So you ask, and then you ask God to show you what to say. And then I thank God for you, Joy, and for the word that you shared with us tonight about no matter how old somebody is, no matter how young somebody is, that they can not only be used by God, but that God will use us in people's lives, whether they're old or whether they're young, and to be able to tell them about the Lord and to encourage us to keep track, to keep track. That's an investment that we make, to go and make that investment, to get us tracks to keep in our purse, or when we go out to dinner and put that tip inside of a track and be able to encourage the heart of someone. I thank God for each one of you all tonight that have made the testimonies from the harvest field so wonderful tonight, because we'll go away with a little bit more information. We'll go away when we begin to sit down and watch TV. We'll get our pencil and paper and start taking notes and getting some names of ones. We'll see movie stars that maybe our neighbor, our family, our friends, and then we understand that that's the way we can plant in their lives. With prayer, we can plant. With prayer, we can water, and then God will give the increase along the way. So I thank God for each one of you tonight, and I worship God and thank him tonight. Now, as we begin to close tonight, we're not going to keep you long tonight. We're going to thank God again for Apostle, who's gone to attend a very special wedding of friends of ours and friends of mine in her and ministry lane. I thank God for the both of them. I give glory to God. And as we close, we want to tell you about the Get 'Em family, radio family, the Get 'Em radio family, and the programs that God has given for Get 'Em, God in the Mist radio program with Apostle Barbara Tizzy. Glory to God. On Mondays, every Monday at 12 p.m. Central and 1 p.m. Eastern, there's Bible teaching with Lunch with Lorraine, profound teacher of the Word of God. Then on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, we have that wonderful Praying in Tongues Tuesday. I'm telling you, we can get built up, and God gives us confirmation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the interpretations come and we've written down what we have heard God say, we don't marvel, because we know that God has given us confirmations of what he wanted us to hear. We all have a part. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then on Wednesdays, on the second Wednesdays of every month, we have prophetic healing with the Apostle Barbara Kizzy, also with the Hawking, with Elder Hawking and his beautiful wife, Lady Minister Evangelist Lady Hawking. Glory to God. And that is on the second Wednesdays of every month at 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern. Then on Thursday night, like tonight, we have the God in the Mist Thursday night edition at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we've been doing for the remainder of this month, you don't want to miss it, is we're having this continuing on the Evangelism Boot Camp. That is such a wonderful, wonderful boot camp that we can begin to get the ammunition that we need and the encouragement and the instruction. When Jesus sent out, if you'll go back and look, when he sent out the 70, Google when Jesus sent out the 70, he gave them specific instructions as they were going out.
And during this evangelism boot camp, and I can tell with Apostle Kinsey, I've watched, God has fine-tuned her, as well as others in the area of evangelism. Glory to God. And so in the next two sessions after this, I'm excited about what God is doing during this evangelism boot camp. And then on Thursday, on I have on, let me go back again, because we have prophetic healing is on the second Wednesdays. I'm trying to see, do I have the with the pandemic babies? I'm probably be missing that one, but there's another program in there on Wednesdays. I believe it's the fourth Wednesday. I may be wrong about that, but I know they have that. And then on Sunday morning, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. It's at 11 a.m. on God in the Mist radio program, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, where Pastor Mom is the pastor and Apostle Barbara Kinsey is the apostolic pastor. I want to tell you, you don't want to miss this coming up Sunday, because Apostle Barbara Kinsey will continue to minister from the book of Job, revealing the character and nature of God throughout the book of Job. Glory to God. So you want to be there this Sunday, because what a blessing. We're looking for God to move by his spirit. Again, we want to thank God for each one of you all tonight. We thank God for all of the wonderful testimonies that were given from those of you from the harvest field, how God uses you. And let me tell you, don't think that what you've given was not well appreciated, and it was not something that was going to be, it is going to be used. Glory to God. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Now, as we begin to close, we always want to give ones an opportunity to give their heart and their life to Jesus Christ. And so tonight, we want you to remember what the word of God says in John 1 and verse 12. It says, as many as have received him, that is Jesus Christ, God has given them the right to become children of God. As many as have believed on his name. God wants us to receive Jesus. He wants us to believe on his name. Then Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou would be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When I heard that, that really blessed my heart. Because I didn't know what it took to be saved. You can sit in a church and be in a church. It'd be just like standing in a garage will not make you a car. And sitting in a church does not make you a Christian. I didn't know that Romans 10, 9, and 10 even existed. But when I found out, I was able to pray and to give my heart and my life to Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to give you an opportunity tonight. Also, the word of God said, except you repent. We got to repent, too. Glory to God. He said, repent, he tells us, and we thank God for that. So tonight, I want to lead you in a prayer. If you're listening now, you may be listening much later to this particular broadcast. And tonight, we want to be able to lead you in a prayer to receive Jesus as your Savior, Lord, and God. Pastor Catherine was showing us how to do that tonight. And so even as we come, would you pray this prayer with me? Dear Lord Jesus, that's right, say, dear Lord Jesus, this day, I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life. I receive you tonight as my Savior, my Lord, and my God. Jesus, I do believe on your name. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This day, I repent. I no longer want to go my way, the world's way, or the devil's way. I want to go your way, Lord God. And I surrender my heart and my life to you. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me tonight, in Acts 20 and verse 32, I commit and commend each one of you to the word of God's grace that's able to keep, guard, defend, preserve, and protect you, and to give you that inheritance, all those who are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today and welcome you. I welcome you into the very family of God. So we want to thank God for tonight. We thank God for this particular service tonight, which was testimonies from the harvest field. We're looking next week, Lord willing, on 824, August the 24th, for the ultimate treasure hunt, part one. I'm excited about that. I've got to get that down pat. The ultimate treasure hunt, which is for souls. And then, and I thank God for that. The ultimate treasure hunt. Glory to God. So let's, so tonight we thank God for each one of you. May God bless you. May he keep you. I pray that God this night would meet every single one of you at the point of your need. We want to thank God again for you, Joy, for being our engineer. Thank you for even giving an input tonight. We appreciate you. And we thank God for each and every one of you that have come tonight to God in the Mist radio program. And we thank God. And again, we thank God for Apostle Barbara Kinsey for what God does in and through her. Glory to God. And we give him glory, praise, and honor. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We reverence you. I just thank you for touching each one, Lord God, for meeting every man, woman, boy, and girl at the point of their need, whatever that need might be, touching them in their respiratory system, touching them in their digestive system, and in every cell, organ, and system of their bodies, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing touch, your strength, your deliverance, Lord God, not only for them, but for their loved ones, Lord God. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. And may you all have a blessed and good night. We're closing in now, closing up now. God bless you. Have a good night. Enjoy. I think we play our music.